It's Fiddlin' Around on 96.1 The Hound.
My name is Nathan Zander, and happy to be here on Fiddlin' Around. This first song is called People Might Believe. I wrote this during the election in 2020, just about kind of the unreality of our predicament and the news and everything that goes on around politics. People might believe.
And roll, been telling lies to me. They said the dream goes on forever, long as I still had the need. Waking up in the morning, dread kicks in without warning. Tempting fate is better than disobeying destiny. We could call ourselves the winners, see what people might believe. Put on your nice jacket, throw some champagne on some ice. We'll make believe this evening that we're living in paradise. The world outside's confusing, almost too weird to believe. I can't talk to my own family about the world I wanna see. Walking out in the nighttime can almost take what will never be mine. Tempting fate is better than disobeying destiny. We can call ourselves the winners, see what people might believe. TV's misguided view. Now I want the best for everyone who can't write their own damn song. If we keep going on like this, then we won't last for long. Waking up in the morning, dread kicks in without warning. Tempting fate is better than disobeying destiny. We can call ourselves the winners, see what people might believe. Tempting fate is better than disobeying destiny. We can call ourselves the winners, see what people might believe.
Thank you. So the second song I'm going to play is a song called Last Goodbye. I was walking my dog, and there was this drunk guy sitting on a tree guard, and he was kind of mumbling to himself like a little song, and he said something about last goodbye, and in my mind, I kind of like heard that as kind of a Hank Williams song, so turned it into a country song.
Just stepping through this life of sin.
Let me try that again.
To be unkind, her and her cruel ways almost broke my mind. I can't recall her face, but from time to time I can hear her voice and our last goodbye. Good thing is over, and no one likes to be down in the blues. Experience don't make no sense till you're older. Take it from a friend who's been there in those shoes. Compress you into glue, but you always got a friend who let you bend an ear or two. You'll never be alone if you find me qualified. I'm here to lend a hand before our last goodbye. Here to lend a hand before our last goodbye.
Hello, you're listening to Fiddlin' Around. My name is Callista Case, and I'm so happy to be joined in the studio in New York City today with Nathan Exander. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, cheers. Thanks for coming in. We've been trying to get this session for the past couple of weeks. I'm so glad it's finally here. I got introduced to you through Cliff Westfall and Chris Zucchet, two legends here in New York, as you all know. Some of the biggest goons I've ever met, but they are doing incredible things for the New York.
Legendary guys. Scenes. Legendary goons.
Insane. But thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Yeah. I just wanted to chat a little bit about everything you have going on in 2025. And to get us started, you're from Union City, Pennsylvania, is that right?
Yes.
A little Allegheny baby up in here.
Yeah, it's a small town, probably, I don't know, it's about 2,000 people out in the middle of a bunch of cornfields. And
what a dream. Yeah. What more could you ask for?
Yeah, corn and cows everywhere.
If you could describe Union City in two words, what would you say?
Oh, God.
That's it.
That's my answer.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, this is a random question, and it may be invasive, but your selfie game is insane. I've never seen anything like it. So I just need to know, what's the craziest or coolest thing you've ever taken a selfie with?
Oh, God.
You know I've been seeing that Instagram. You know
I see
all those point fives, all those...
Yeah, there's a lot of point fives. I spend a lot of time, my camera roll on my phone is full of pictures of garbage, and I have a secret obsession with vanity plates on cars.
Oh, really?
So there's a lot of those. I don't know, you know, I've taken selfies in front of waterfalls and stuff like that. That's pretty
the
cool.
Regular stuff, yeah. You know, the things that you're supposed to take selfies in front of.
Oh, I'm not sure. That one hit me.
I know. Sorry, that might be a little too personal. Well, anyway, Nathan, you have been around the New York scene for a long, long time,
yeah.
And you've been also around the country. This is the place that you've landed now, but you've been through Pittsburgh, you've been through Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure you've learned a lot playing with all different kinds of people throughout
yeah.
the industry. I know you played with our Kentucky boy, Tyler Childers, back in, what was that, 2019? 5 years ago now?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
he's sold out two nights at Brooklyn Steel.
Yeah.
People are still talking about that.
That was a crazy show.
Yeah. Do you have any, like, memories of that moment?
Yeah, that show, that was that December 2019, I think right when kind of COVID was starting, and I got I was sitting at my dinner table writing out Christmas cards to people. And I got a call from Tyler's manager asking me if I wanted to open the show that night. You know, they had a cancellation
mm-hmm.
and brought me in for that.
That's crazy.
And was like, yeah, of course I do. And then, you know.
No, thanks.
Yeah. But that was a great time.
Yeah. Well, I bet the energy was electric. I mean, you can feel it through the video. It was just like frenetic in there.
Yeah, it was a good time.
And that was with Cameron, too, on electric guitar?
Yeah, Cam Kapoor. He's been playing with me for 5 or 6 years now.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's a moment that just came up, and I'm like, it's kind of full circle now, because Tyler, he's playing at the Kroger Field back in Lexington, my hometown, next month. So it's like shocking to see how much 5 years can do.
Oh, yeah.
Can we talk a little bit about your idea of being an anthropologist as a songwriter? I know that's something that's come up in your life, just like many songwriters do. And as an actor, too, we kind of take on that same hat. Is there anything that has really like stuck with you over the years of navigating being a songwriter?
You know, I kind of look at songwriting in some aspects, like sometimes I'm talking to myself. It's, you know, it's all very personal. But, you know, sometimes you get the chance to kind of step back and speak to humanity as a whole, or, you know, a group of people, or, you know, from, you know, a group of friends to that song, Power of the Sun that I mm-hmm. played, you know, speaking to power, you know, it's, especially now, I think very important to kind of speak for the little guy and, you know, use our voices to combat everything that's going wrong in the world right now, that we think is going wrong.
Totally.
You know,
in the grand scheme. Yeah. And with that said, I mean, the whole artistic climate of just like being an artist is kind of, I feel like we're at a precipice right now.
Yeah.
Like there's really two ways that things could go.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's affected the way that you write and the way that you even just play shows? Do you feel like your role as an artist is changing in any way?
I don't know if it's changing like personally, but I think that art is needed now more than ever. Mm. It's just, you know, if you're doing it, keep doing it. If you're thinking about doing it, just do it, and you know, get your voice out there, and you know, just to kind of push back against things being taken away.
Totally.
At the moment.
Don't sit there and let it happen.
Yeah.
This is a new song about growing up in the sticks. It's called Middle Fingers. I learned all I know of manhood, just flailing through the night, not prepared for much of nothing, knowing little of real life. Didn't know where I was heading, still not sure I ever will. Always thought I was different, sometimes have that feeling still. Had a
country raising, like my f***ed up country friends. We all had alcoholic fathers, moms with the world's worst tasting men. We were a criminal organization, at least we thought so way back then. Feels like making our own trouble saved our asses in the end. We always thought we'd all go down together, and in some weird way I guess we were right. Facing the world with two big fat middle fingers, learning to learn from the darkness when we couldn't see the light. We knew all each other's secrets, and I can still recall a few, but it's always worth remembering. Tall tales are seldom true. I'll just say that I've seen trouble, maybe somewhere seen it all. I'm just trying to break even, and I'll always answer when you call. I've had friends who've lost their babies, I've had friends who've lost their mothers, friends lost in their own addictions, lost in pointless violent fights. I thank God we were so lucky to be leaning on each other, past the other side of nowhere. I think we all turned out all right. We always thought we'd all go down together, and in some weird way I guess we were right. Facing the world with two big fat middle fingers, learning to learn from the darkness when we couldn't see the light. Learning from the darkness when we couldn't see the light. In a small town, everybody knows everything about you. Your grandmothers and your uncles, who you're kissing, where you've been. They'll try and convince you that you're part of a proud history. I was born there and I lived that, and I'll never call it home again.
This next song is about, this next song is called Eyes. It's about the, it's about surveillance and living in a surveillance state.
Mm-hmm. Well, this world surrounded by satellites, collecting information in full color, black and white. They can predict your direction when you're lost out in the hills. They can bomb folks with precision funded by your tax bill. They can sell your information, add it to their fat bankroll. They got eyes that watch you everywhere you go. Well, there's files and folders and watch lists too, craving insights into your every move. Well, the DOD and the FBI and your lazy local PD all wanna peek inside, wanna pinpoint your location when you're on your Sunday stroll. They got eyes that watch you everywhere you go. They got ears, they got laws that permit them doing what they're doing here. They got arms, they got hands, and there ain't nowhere to hide in this here promised land.
Tears Don't Fall. This is a new song that I wrote about. I had the idea for the song and couldn't find like a good avenue to, I couldn't find a good point of view to write it. And I was watching the show Yellowstone, and there's like a big angry old white guy on there telling a little kid not to cry. And I said, that's the person that's singing this song. So I'd like to thank the creators of Yellowstone and Sons of Anarchy for all of their stereotypes. Anyway.
Ain't one to tell you how to spend your time, but he knows there's no use in crying over what you leave behind. Keeps his chin up in the face of it all. His eyes are wet, but the tears don't. Says he's been this way most of his life, through days of happiness, riding the edge of the night, days fate found him with his back to the wall. His eyes are wet, the tears don't fall. Wears a brave face for the saddest songs. And he'd like to let go more than he lets on. He turns away as you walk by, like he'd ever, ever slip and pull the mask aside. He might be you, he might be me, could be any man on the street, could be any son you see. Sometimes filled with strength, sometimes not at all. His eyes are wet, the tears don't fall. Wears a brave face for the saddest songs. And he'd like to let go more than he lets on. He turns away as you walk by, like he'd ever, ever slip and pull the mask aside. You ask him how his tears ran dry, knows a helpful strategy, but Lord, he can't remember why. Sometimes wishes he could answer the call. His eyes are wet, but the tears don't. Wears a brave face in the face of it all. His eyes are wet, but the tears don't fall.
You started writing at 18, is mm-hmm. that right? What was the thing that really like set it off for you that you needed to, you know, rather than just playing someone else's music, what made you feel the need to like share something that was so uniquely from your own being?
I think just not being listened to as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to hear a kid's opinion. So that was it.
Mm.
You know, it's like, well, here it is anyway.
Totally.
And now I have an electric guitar.
So you're going to hear me.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Like an outlet for expression.
Yeah, outlet
like
for expression and angst and
yeah,
whatever I wanted to say.
Totally.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's carried you and supported you really well going into your adult years?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, songwriting is... You know, you could do it on the literary side of things and be writing fiction,
yeah,
or, you know, putting your own experience out into the world. I think
mm-hmm.
it's just important to get things off of your chest and
mm-hmm.
just do it.
That's the hardest part sometimes. It's just like, you know, worrying about perfection of whatever.
Yeah.
Just get it out. Vomit
yeah.
it out. Sort through it when you get it all.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you
know. Write 3 songs and maybe turn them all into 1. Later, or, you know, whatever it takes.
Totally, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, 3 waltzes. You recorded that upstate, or in Binghamton, sorry.
Yeah, in Binghamton with Hunter Davidson, who works up there. He's got a great funky studio up there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's an analog person and built the thing himself and he's done records for Sheer Mag, and he did the first couple Porches records were made up there. He does great stuff.
Totally, that sounds incredible. It's an amazing album. That's one that I'm excited to keep listening to until we get some new stuff that's in the works.
Yeah.
And you heard some of those new songs in the set that came just before. Do you want to talk a little bit about any sort of direction that you're going in with this next set of recordings?
We're gonna do a few days up there, and then I think we'll kind of work at a couple different studios in the city here doing overdubs. But right now it's just we've got things fleshed out as a live band, mm-hmm. and you know we're excited to get in and see where with those bones where we could take it.
Totally. Yeah. You get it sorted out there, and so then you can put it all on tape.
Yeah, and then you know we can talk to other friends about coming in and kind of adding to what we do as a five piece band.
Totally. And who's in that five piece band that you're with right now?
I mentioned Cam Kapoor mm-hmm. earlier. He's our guitar player. We just started playing recently with a guy, Tyler Tingey. He's from Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. He's a pedal steel player. One of the few left-handed pedal steel players.
Oh, wow.
I think in the world.
Really?
Yeah. It's really hard to find a left-handed pedal steel. He's an anomaly. good guy.
Yeah.
And our rhythm section is Derek Weaving and Ollie Beardsley, who plays... Everybody's playing in a bunch of bands.
You know, that's the gig life.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a great group. And y'all have got some shows. You're going on tour with Jacob Ritter around Virginia.
Yeah, that's just a bunch of solo gigs that I'm doing with Jacob. And then the first week of April, I'm going to be just kind of tooling around Virginia with my buddy Jacob.
What a dream. Yeah. That'll be really, really fun.
Yeah, we've got some good gigs.
Is that 5 nights?
I'm down there for 5 nights. We're playing 4 shows. Mm. The last one is like a big hometown venue show for his band, Wilson Springs Hotel. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a banger.
Definitely. Like, a real hoot.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And then you're back up here. There may be some stuff in between, but you're back up at Café Wa here in May. Is that right?
Yeah, we're playing at Café Wa with the Pink Stones. Mm-hmm. That weekend, that's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, party.
That Saturday, we're playing a little festival in central Pennsylvania called Burning Mam with the band Mam. I don't know if you've heard of them.
I love it. No, I haven't.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Oh, killer.
Yeah, they put together a two-night festival every summer.
Oh, so that's awesome. Wow,
it should be good.
Starting off the festival season with a bang.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, and the Pink Stones will be on that one as well. And our friend's old lady, Daddy Longlegs town, Ma'am, a bunch of people.
Killer lineup. Anyway, thank you so much, Nathan, for coming on the show.
Thanks for having
me. Thanks for playing some tunes. And you've been listening to Fiddlin' Around on 96.1 FM, The Hound.
This next song was inspired by a book called When We Cease to Understand the World. It's kind of a historical fiction about physicists who come to some realization or some discovery and then immediately want to put their discovery back in the box and never think about it again. This song is kind of imploring people in charge and people who come up with creative ways of harming people to stop their work and never pick it up again. It's called Power of the Sun. Once
before they're gone, propelled onward by a force we can't quite put our finger on. Some wish all they wicked lie to know the power of the sun. You who wish to play at God must learn God's work is never done.
Listening to Fiddlin' Around on 96.1 FM The Hound, and I will see you next week. Roll on. Ow, ow, ow!